You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte's with me in the studio, and we're pleased to welcome back Families on the Spectrum's Chrissy Ramey on the phone. Chrissy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
We're doing great.
Chrissy, good. Chrissy, you do have some very good news to share with us about the Commission for Children with Special Health Care Needs announcing a new Office of Autism. Would you tell me about that first?
Yes. Dr. Gregory Barnes is a physician. He's a pediatric neurologist from the University of Louisville. He has been working very, very hard on making this happen. And it is official. They announced it today that it will be called the Office of Autism. It'll create a centralized location to coordinate statewide and regional efforts. They're trying to enhance the quality of life and independence to the individuals with autism spectrum disorder and to really give a lot of support to families and caregivers. Hopefully, the office is going to improve coordination of resources, be able to give referrals and give you local points of contact, and also bring in specific physicians like neurologists like Dr. Barnes and ABA therapists, pediatric developmental doctors. All of those things are going to be part of this network. Dr. Barnes has kind of kept me filled in behind the scenes of all the hard work he's been doing, with the Commission for Children with Special Health Care Needs. And it's really exciting to see this happen. There's some more big things that are going to go along with this that are going to be in the works that hopefully we'll be able to announce very, very soon, which will make an even bigger impact to those in the Western Kentucky, specifically McCracken County area.
So Dr. Barnes is actually going to be a guest speaker for your meeting tomorrow night. Would you tell us more about the meeting?
We are meeting tomorrow night at Leward and in the garden room, which is located in the basement. Dr. Barnes was a pediatric neurologist at Vanderbilt University, and he just moved to Louisville in January, and he is the new president of the Autism Training Center in Louisville. He's still seeing pediatric neurology patients. He sees two of my children and a ton of children within our group. And he is a phenomenal individual, very intelligent man, and he has a personal relationship with autism. He has a self that is on the spectrum, and so he gets it. I mean, he truly understands, and he gets the daily struggles that we go through as patients and parents, and so he treats us, I mean, just the same way that he would have wanted to been treated, 10 years ago going through these struggles. So he is coming to Paducah tomorrow night. He will be telling us about services that the Autism Center in Louisville has to offer, some of the services that we're going to be bringing to Paducah in the very near future. He's going to open a clinic in Paducah and will be servicing our area, 4 days every 6 months, which will help tremendously on the travel expense impact for parents. He also has offices in Bowling Green and Owensboro, Kentucky. Just a phenomenal person. But at the same, he's going to come in and be our headline presenter tomorrow night, and we'll have wonderful information. But at the same time, before he presents, Cassidy's Cause will be talking about horse therapy services. Learning Behavior, Dr. Nastali will be there. Hampton Physical Therapy will be talking about sensory integration. We have Dr. Roach, Dr. Cecil, Dr. Mudd, Katie Englert with Compass Counseling. They will all be coming and talking about what services and that they have to offer as professionals and providers for this area. So the whole purpose of tomorrow night is kind of a one-stop shop. Anything that could be relevant to your child receiving physician or therapy services, you can come and get information on that tomorrow night.
It's 6 to 8:30 p.m. at Lourdes in the garden room.
Yes.
Now, I want to backtrack just a little bit. You mentioned ABA therapists. Would you explain what you're talking about in connection with the new Office on Autism?
ABA therapy is applied behavioral analysis. It is absolutely wonderful. It's a hands-on, face-to-face, personalized approach to therapy with kids with autism. It brings things to their level, and it does nothing but give them the opportunity to be able to succeed. Instead of giving them a task at hand that they can't do, you give them choices of two things that they can do. And so you're giving constant positive reward at the same time as teaching new behaviors, new learned abilities and skills. We have several areas, providers in this area that do that. CLIC, Community Living in Kentucky, is one. Growing Minds is another. And then Dr. Nastali with Bloom Behavior is another place here in Paducah that provides ABA for kids. There has been legislation on the books for several years now that ABA is to be covered by insurance companies. Insurance companies find ways around it, and they have not been covering it properly. Well, they kind of filled some of those loopholes, and they're making it even harder now legislatively for insurance companies and Medicaid just to not allow ABA services to be covered. So even though it's already been covered, we're going to see a greater coverage, less denials and more hours or minutes covered by insurance. So, I mean, we used ABA with my son for several years, and it works. And it's amazing that they're kind of cutting some of these loopholes out and making it more available for families.
Also, Chrissy, you mentioned Dr. Barnes's personal connection, and I think the phone cut out at this end. Would you reiterate his personal connection to autism?
Dr. Barnes has an adult child that has autism, or I don't know if it's autism, but he is on the spectrum. I don't know if it's Asperger's or, you know, what it is, but he does have an adult child that's on the spectrum. And, you know, when I take my kids to him and I can tell him, you know, this is what I struggled with these last 3 months since I've seen you last, and he can literally sit down and look you in the eye and say, I understand. I know where you're at. I know where you're coming from. I know where you're going because I have been there and I have done that. And he doesn't only have, you know, sympathy, but he has complete empathy and compassion for you as a parent and a patient. And it makes seeking answers and seeking help that much easier when you have somebody on your side like him.
Well, I can tell that you are finding some real exciting developments on the horizon for families on the spectrum. And I'd like you to share with our listeners how anyone can get in touch with you and become a part of what you're doing with families on the spectrum.
There are several ways that you can get to us. Facebook is probably the most active thing that we have going. It's facebook.com/familiesonthespectrumky. We have our website, which is www.familiesonthespectrumky.org, or you can always email us at info@familiesonthespectrumky.org. We're pretty active looking at all three of those areas and emailing back and Facebooking back. And we do a lot of events and not just meetings, but we do a lot of parent events, Dad's Day, Mom's Day, swim parties, Easter egg hunts, breakfast with Santa. Anything that you think you could possibly want to do with your kid with autism, at some point in time, we're going to do it.
Well, congratulations to you, and I'm so grateful that you're keeping in touch with WKMS with our regular series. I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Well, I absolutely enjoy every minute that you give me to talk about this. It's something that I have a lot of passion for, and thank you for giving me an outlet.
Chrissy Ramey is president of Families on the Spectrum, and we appreciate her coming semi-regularly to WKMS to talk about Families on the Spectrum.
This is WKMS. Our channels and web service are part of the educational mission of Murray State.